What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Rope Break. I'm Jordan Brando. Alongside me here, I have Jimmy Edwards.
What's up?
And interning for the High Chief today, we have David the Goliath. How you doing?
What's up? What's
up? Hope everyone's doing well. Today, we're going to talk about Eric Young's debut. We're going to discuss Raw. And also, we got to look forward to Payback on Sunday. So, you want to get started with Eric Young?
Yeah, thanks, Georgie. Jimmy here. Good intro by Georgie. All right, so first thing to discuss, Eric Young. We've had these rumors about TNA guys possibly being signed. We all know about Bobby Roode because he was in the Karate Takeover. But there was no Eric Young, so, David Goliath over here, he kept on telling me, oh, Eric Young's going to debut. And I was like, no, he didn't pop up yet. Out of nowhere, here comes Eric Young.
Of course, NXT. I was right like always.
Yep, Goliath is always right. So he popped up at a TV taping, which is going to probably air in like within 2 or 4 weeks. We don't know if he's going to be on the next takeover, which is in June. We got to see what's in store. But he's probably, if those are their only set of like, the tapings that they do for another month, he might not be on takeover, but we'll see about that. He's pretty, what do you think of him, Goliath? Are you excited for Eric Young's debut?
I mean, every time there's some fresh new talent coming into the roster, it's always a bit exciting.
Yeah, he's a former TNA world champion. You could tell he's in good shape, and he's a very good wrestler. And WWE needs all they could get, so he's a good addition to the roster.
Any addition to the roster right now would be helpful. And Bobby Roode, he definitely looks like the quintessential Vince McMahon type of guy.
Yeah, back in the day watching TNA, whenever we saw Bobby Roode, always mentioned he looks like a guy that would be in WWE just due to his stature and all that, you know.
Yeah,
and he's good on the mic and everything, so him and Eric Young should have a pretty good future here if they're treated right. All right, so let's talk about Raw. We had the in-ring debut of Anderson and Gallows. Georgie, what did you think about that?
I mean, they look pretty strong, right? At first, they didn't strong. At first, they didn't strong, though, because the Usos had, like, they matched them with them pretty well in the ring, but after that,
I thought it was good for them to go against the Usos to get a nice dominating win against the Usos, you know, because they're a pretty good team, so that they're establishing Anderson and Gallows pretty well from the start. I like their you saw the attire that they had, those white coats.
Yeah, yeah.
Though they used to wear that in New Japan, and then if you noticed where it would have said BC, like the Bullet Club thing, did you notice it said GB on like his jacket?
What does that stand for?
They said his wife said that it just means like good brothers, which is what those two call each other. But I thought it meant Green Bay.
Green Bay.
or Gullet Blub instead of Bullet Club.
Gullet Blub?
Yeah, that's what people were fucking saying that. Yeah, so, all right, let's talk Raw, guys. Not as good as the last two or three Raws. Yeah, but it was still pretty good, right? Yeah. We could say that. Anderson and Gallows' debut was pretty good. We had, did you see Styles and Sheamus in the opening match?
Yeah,
that went about 14 minutes. Styles went over. He beat Sheamus with a form. You know, it was just not a squash match. Pretty even match. Good match.
I like the finisher. I like.
Yeah, I was gonna mention the phenomenal form. They're actually starting to use that more like.
That's becoming like a secondary finisher.
He's actually got a couple wins off it now or something like that.
I'm hoping they make that his secondary, make the Styles Clash his primary. Not the Calf Crusher can be another finisher, but I don't want that to be the main.
Yeah, I really don't like the Calf Crusher. It looks kind of silly.
Would you want the form to be a main finisher or the Styles Clash to be the main finisher?
I think the Styles Clash would be a better main finisher.
And then, this is good as a secondary, right?
Every time you have some sort of like thing off the ropes, like a leap off the ropes, it doesn't really seem like a typical finisher. So it's something that comes out of like nowhere. So I wouldn't want to see it set up all the time in the matches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because it'll make it look.
Because he has to jump over the ropes.
Yeah, it has to be more spontaneous. That'll make for much better finishes.
Yeah, it could be too slow at times, but it is a good move. It's a much better improvement on what Reigns does. Like, Styles actually gets some contact.
Yeah.
It's way better than the freaking Superman punch.
Yeah, it looks way better than Superman punch. Ten times better.
Doesn't require a camera trick either.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually freaking hitting all right. Yeah, nothing besides Anderson and Gallows. That was really the most important thing to talk about. There was more storyline building up with the whole Bullet Club controversy. What's going to happen at Payback? They just added more to that. Nothing really happened. We had Reigns and Del Rio. Reigns went over, of course, in the main event. And then we had a segment where Bullet Club came out. And then Reigns and Styles had an exchange, and Styles came out on top. So if WWE goes with their, you know, the false finishes, that means Reigns is probably, you know how the guy who loses always ends up on top on Raw. So if we see that false finish, then I guess that means Reigns is winning. But let's hope not, because I think Styles could win.
And we also had Shane McMahon come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephanie McMahon came out.
They another segment made for Payback. Vince McMahon's gonna come out he's gonna say the fate of who's gonna run Raw or SmackDown. Maybe a brand split announcement, or maybe Shane and Triple H is gonna get set up for SummerSlam. And then brand split will happen at that time, you know, whatever happens.
So once again, what was the point of that WrestleMania match?
Yeah, utterly pointless.
Just to have another, you know, Undertaker match. You know, Undertaker has to be on WrestleMania, so.
That's what's making me think that might have been Taker's last match at Mania. It might have been, it might have not, we don't know. But I wouldn't be so. Do you think it was his last match?
Well,
at Mania, at least?
Well, I think if they could do... Well, I don't think they were doing Cena and Taker at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
So I feel like maybe he has one more left
in him. I honestly don't think it was like epic enough for him to be his last WrestleMania.
Yeah, it wasn't
good. Even though it was a Hell in a Cell match, it wasn't that good at all.
Yeah.
The only big part of that match was the Shane McMahon fly off the top of
the fact that Taker wins makes me think maybe it was his last, because maybe they would have found some way for Shane to win if it wasn't going to be his last Mania. Because look at how Shane is. He's running the show anyway, so maybe they wanted him to win, but the match is just pointless anyway. It shouldn't happen. He's gonna. I mean, not for the stipulation doesn't make any sense now.
I mean,
he's gonna end up running the show.
Yeah, most likely he's gonna end up running the show, right?
So at Payback, they got that segment. Basically, it's gonna be 20-30 minutes of wasted time, just a bunch of clucking from the McMahons when they could have just did it on Raw. They're probably, you know, it's obviously to get people to watch Payback and prep. Nothing they could have done on Raw.
Oh, what else? Anything else on Raw? Let's see.
Yeah, that's about it for Raw. All right, so. Payback, this Sunday, we're going to go around and discuss Payback picks. We're going to dissect the card, and we're going to pick who we think is going to win each match, and we're going to give you a description of our picks. And let's go around. All right, David Goliath, we got the card up. All right, so give the people here your picks for Payback this weekend.
Well, for the first...
Well, you guys want to go match by match first?
Yeah, he's going to... He's gonna.
Okay.
We're going to go around and say we're going to pick each match.
Got it.
All right, so for Kalisto versus Ryback for the U.S. title, I'm going with Ryback with a W. What about you, Isaiah?
Me too. I'm picking Ryback in that match. I feel like he lost to WrestleMania. I feel like he's going to win here. Maybe they're going to do a few with him and Kalisto. I hope not. But, yeah, I pick Ryback. Georgie,
well, this feud, quote-unquote, is pointless. I'm going to go Kalisto just because. Why not? Kalisto.
All right, now for Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles for the WWE World Heavyweight title. I got Roman Reigns upsetting AJ Styles in this match.
Might be a upset if Styles won. Styles is more
I don't know. Well, by what the fans...
Reigns is the heavy favorite, though, so that...
I mean, by what the fans want, it'll be an upset.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
So, in a way, no matter what the outcome, it'll be an upset, I guess. But what about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, even though very unlikely, I have a feeling something's gonna happen. So I got Styles winning it. Actually, I think WWE's gonna go for a big shock, and hopefully we'll see a big push. You know, maybe a Reigns heel turn too. Maybe some kind of double turn in this match.
Well, I have Roman Reigns going over against AJ Styles. However, I think there might be like a disqualification or something, some sort. I have Finn Balor coming out.
You think Balor's going to interfere?
Balor's going to interfere, have some part playing this
interesting,
match.
Interesting.
It's going to set up something. It's going to leave Roman Reigns going. I think the feud's going to end. And I think that Balor's going to start something. The Bullet Club are going to start something against Styles. Okay. I think that's what's going to happen.
My pick for Styles winning, by the way, is he's going to win via interference by Anderson and Gallows. And hopefully they're all going to join each other when they help him win the title.
So you have him turning heel.
Yes, I just thought
so. All right, so on to the next match, The Miz versus Cesaro, the GOAT, for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. I'm a little reluctant to pick Cesaro just because I think he's going to get fucked over, but I'm going to go with Cesaro.
All right, Jimmy here. I got The Miz. We got something to discuss about Cesaro later on the show, but plans suggest that he may not be an IC title picture, and... Just because it's Cesaro, they like to cheese him too. So I'm gonna pick The Miz for this. Because they, if they make this a few, then maybe Cesaro wins the next match. Or he might be in Money in the Bank, so maybe he's done with him. What do you got, Georgie?
I have The Miz going over against Cesaro. Maybe with some sort of interference or something from his wife. Yeah, that's what I got.
All right, next match is Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho. I have Dean Ambrose winning, finally getting put over and not getting cheese. Yeah, I'll go with Ambrose for the W.
I feel this feud's going to drag out maybe to another pay-per-view, so I'm going to go with Jericho in this matchup. You, Georgie, what's your pick?
I got Dean Ambrose going over. I mean, Chris Jericho buried AJ at WrestleMania. I don't see him burying another guy again. That'd be ridiculous if he did. Let's hope not. Yeah, I see Ambrose going over.
All right, now for a match that I've been wanting to see for a while. It's much anticipated. Yes. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. I'm going to go with KO on this one. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy here. I also have Owens winning. This feud is definitely not over, and I got Owens as the heel going over in the first encounter. What you got, Georgie?
Well, like Jimmy said, this feud is far from over. I have KO going over in this one.
Let's hope this first match, a match of the night, it could easily steal the card. It probably will. The card, it's a decent card. I mean, we got Reigns and Styles, but might be the best match too, but I think Zayn Owens definitely has the potential to steal the show.
All right, so now the women's championship match is going to be Charlotte versus Natalya. And in Charlotte's corner, Ric Flair and another Hall of Famer, Bret Hart, in Natalya's corner. Awesome. That'll be interesting. But I honestly think this match is going to go to Charlotte 100%. It's going to be a blowout, in my opinion, to Charlotte winning and retaining the women's championship. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my pick. As much as I wish Natty would win, and especially, she has our favorite technician turned curmudgeon in her corner, Bret the Hitman Hart. But I definitely got Charlotte winning. WWE is going to want to continue her title reign, continue to make her look like a dominant champion. She's probably going to have one of the best ever reigns with this belt. Who you got, Georgie, in this matchup?
I got Charlotte going over Natalya. I think it's too soon for her just to lose the title.
So it's unanimous. Everyone's going with Charlotte.
Do you guys think Ric Flair and Bret Hart are going to have any role in this match?
Yeah, there's probably going to be some part where, I don't know, some stupid crap, but I don't think it'll have to do with the match. I mean, if Charlotte wins, Flair's probably going to cheat. Maybe that'll happen.
All right, so we got the finals for the number one contendership for the WWE tag titles. We got Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy versus the Vault Villains. I'm going, even though I think Enzo and Cass have a really good chance of winning, I'm going to go with the Vault Villains on this one. What do you think, Jimmy?
The trend in my picks tonight have been the heels winning, but for this match, I'm going to go with the baby faces, big crowd support. I got Enzo and Cass going over, and then they're going to go to face the New Day later on tonight. Who do you got in this matchup, Georgie?
See, I have the Vault Villains. I have to agree with David in this one because the Enzo Amore and big Cass, you know, they're really over right now with the crowd. And the Vault Villains really aren't, so I feel like the Vault Villains need this win more than they do. So that's why I'm picking them. And plus, the New Day are face and the Vault Villains are heel. So I think it makes more sense from that standpoint.
All right. So real quick, off of this, we got the tag team title match, which is gonna be whoever wins this, obviously against the New Day. Does anyone here think New Day is gonna lose to whoever wins this, or no? Do we all have New Day winning it?
I think if Enzo and Cass win, I think Enzo and Cass could win. But the Vault Villains, I think they wouldn't beat the New Day.
Okay. What about you, Georgie?
Well, I think if the Vault Villains win this match, I think they'll beat the New Day.
You got the Vault Villains beating the New Day?
I think that'll happen, yeah.
I got whoever wins this, New Day's going to retain either way. All right, so last match.
So we got this, I think, can possibly be, along with the Zayn and Owens match, probably one of the best matches in the entire pay-per-view. We got Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin.
Baron.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with Ziggler on this one just because he's due for a win. I'm pretty sure he's due for a win. It's Ziggler needs to start getting put over a little bit more, so I'm going to go with Dolph on this one. What do you think, Jimmy?
I agree with the sentiment, David Goliath, but I definitely got Corbin winning this. I don't see a situation where Ziggler really wins this. You know how they like to use him. He shouldn't be a job. He shouldn't be jobbing. We all know that. The infinite talent he possesses, there's no way he should be jobbing, but he's jobbing. I got Corbin winning. You, Georgie, what you
got? Yeah, I have also Baron Corbin. It's pretty sad though. You're right that Dolph Ziggler is jobbing at this point, but Baron Corbin, he just recently came in, so got him winning.
All right, so that concludes our picks for Payback. All right, now that we talked Payback, there are reports of a potential feud coming out. We're going to discuss this at length because everyone here is going to like this. You know, apparently, going into Money in the Bank or SummerSlam, there could be a Cesaro and Lesnar feud that we've all been waiting to see.
Nice.
Very nice. All right. So, Cesaro and Lesnar, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what a great match that would be and what it could mean for Cesaro if he were to win. All right, David, what's your take on this rivalry? Do you like it?
I don't like it. I honestly love the possibility and just the thought of Cesaro and Lesnar having a feud. I mean, I would pay good money just to see Cesaro do the swing on Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a
great
spot.
That'd be great. Two powerhouses, two talented wrestlers going at it. I really, really, really like to see this match. What are your thoughts on it, Jimmy?
Yeah, I gotta say, if they were to do a Cesaro and Lesnar feud, it has the potential to be the best feud of the year. They could pull out a match of the year if they had a big match at SummerSlam. Let's hope Cesaro goes over in this feud. Even if it produces an amazing match, I'm gonna be disappointed if we don't see Cesaro coming out on top. I like the matchup. Cesaro and Lesnar, two of the best workers on the roster, two of the best wrestlers on the planet. This match is going to be magical. Cesaro knows how to make anyone look good, and Lesnar is he is very good against different opponents. They're both great against any opponent. So this match has to be a great match. Hopefully Cesaro goes over. What do you have to say about it?
Oh yeah, definitely it'd be a great match. Imagine if Cesaro went over on this. Imagine just he'd be elevated to a whole new
the
level.
The push this could be for Cesaro. Just how I thought it would be for Ambrose,
That could elevate him to a world, potentially a world title picture.
Yeah, that's what I got. If Cesaro were to beat Lesnar, he just has to be number one contender. Yeah, I agree with you, George. What do you think? What do you think, David?
Well, when you look at Lesnar throughout his career, he's just like the embodiment of domination.
In WWE. One of the most imposing, dominating figures ever in the WWE.
He's beat Undertaker and countless other Hall of Fame type wrestlers. So if Cesaro were to beat him, he would definitely skyrocket in the rankings and would have to immediately be in the WWE title match, WWE title contention.
Yeah, Lesnar, one of the biggest ever names in the company. He does not lose often. And for Cesaro to beat him at SummerSlam, it would just be huge. Cesaro has to be. I mean, besides the champion, Lesnar is the biggest guy anyway. Maybe besides Cena. But there's no Cena. So if you beat Lesnar, you got to be ready. You have to be next in line for a title shot.
And that's a main event type match.
That could be a WrestleMania main event. One of the best ever there.
SummerSlam is hard going to be packed.
This will probably be one of the best ever SummerSlam matches. If these two were to go at it. All right, now that we've talked about that, let's talk. We got the next TakeOver coming up in June, TakeOver Revenge. All right, let's talk some early predictions for that TakeOver. We have the main event for this TakeOver decided, actually. At this week's NXT TV tapings, the main event was decided for TakeOver Revenge, so let's talk about that. It's going to be, Georgie, another Joe and Balor contest. This is the third straight TakeOver to headline Joe and Balor for the NXT Championship. This time, Joe is going in as the champ and Balor as title contender. Who do you got winning that main event, Joe or Balor?
Well, I think I have Joe going over and retaining his title just for the fact that I see Finn Balor getting called up sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So I feel like his work is done in NXT. I think he's done everything he had to do there. I think it's time for him to move up.
It seems like Joe's the big favorite in this match. I don't see Joe losing the title this quickly. Like you said before, he can become one of the greatest ever heels this company has seen, one of the best ever dominating heel champions. So let's hope that this is going to be a nice long reign for him. So I don't see him dropping the title this quickly. All right, let's talk about that's the only match we've got for the card. But I think I got a possible card, and the way things have been turning out NXT, this is probably what the card is going to become. So we got the title match. We got Joe and Balor in the main event. Then my NXT women's title match, by the way NXT went, there was a confrontation with Nia Jax and Asuka. Oh, after Asuka had her match, she soundly beat Eva Marie. It was an okay match. Nia Jax came out to help Eva Marie, and then she gave a little stare down to Asuka, throwing down the gauntlet to Asuka. So I got I think in the next NXT tapings, we're gonna see Nia Jax and Asuka get announced. What do you think about that, George? Do you think it's gonna be anyone else, or you got Asuka and Nia too in the NXT Women's Title match for Takeover?
Well, as of now, yeah, I have those two as a match for the title. I think. Yes. Wow, that's a very interesting match. I'm just thinking about that right now.
It could be pretty good, right? Bayley and friggin' and Nia was gonna take over, so Asuka and Nia would be probably pretty good too at this takeover.
Nia Jax, whenever she did, I believe she will debut in the main roster one day. She can be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, she's one of the most imposing, legitimate female wrestlers we've had on the roster. She could be a really great dominant heel. With her size and her, she has pretty good ability in the ring. Still a lot yet to be seen, but let's see, we'll get more out of her. But she's been pretty good in the role she's been playing. All right, I got NXT Tag Team title match. I got American Alpha versus the Revival in a rematch of our last takeover in Dallas where American Alpha went over. I got American Alpha retaining against Revival. What do you got, Georgie?
Wait, who's holding the title right now?
American Alpha.
Yeah, I had them retaining too.
Against the Revival, right? Who do you got? Goliath?
I'm gonna go with the Scrubs, American Alpha.
The Scrubs.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
All right, and what a statement. So then we got there's Nakamura and Aries left, right? I think we're gonna see I hope there's gonna be a number one contenders match on this card, because those are usually the best matches of the takeovers, yeah. Who do you have as the next number one contender for the NXT title? But, you know, besides Baron and Joe, who do you think is that next number one contender?
I think it has to be Nakamura.
Nakamura, right?
It has to be.
Apollo.
Yeah, well, Apollo, he's on the main roster, though, so he's probably...
He's officially on the main roster, though?
Yeah. He's doing NXT.
Oh, we should get to Apollo in a second, too, but...
Yeah, Apollo should have... He should have gotten a title, man. They didn't do crap with him in NXT.
But yeah, I have Nakamura.
Me too. And if they're gonna do a match at Takeover, I got on my card Nakamura and Austin Aries number one contenders match. That could be it. Because if you don't talk about Nakamura, Aries is the next name on that list for NXT title contenders. June.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the one after that, SummerSlam.
Yeah,
Brooklyn. The week
at SummerSlam. I got Nakamura being like in the title match by Brooklyn.
See, I think him and Joe at SummerSlam.
Me too. I got Nakamura winning a number one contenders match.
As of right now.
I got Nakamura winning a number one contenders match at the Takeover Revenge in June, and then he goes against Joe in the main event. And I got him. Do I have him? Do you have him winning? What do you have winning that match? It was Nakamura and Joe.
I think
at Brooklyn too.
That's tough.
I would think Joe's gonna win just because he needs to have a longer reign.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think Samoa Joe. I would probably want Samoa Joe.
But
it would be a great match. So.
I really want Nakamura.
Yeah, I would want Nakamura to win too.
A lot. All right, so those are our predictions for Takeover Revenge. All right, you want to talk Apollo, George?
Yeah. So Apollo, so he's on his winning streak, right?
Yep. He's still undefeated on the main roster, but he's lost to NXT. I wonder how they're gonna push that. I hope they forget about NXT and have him go on a new undefeated streak, because he could have a really nice dominating run. What do you think?
Well, he's a great athlete, great worker. But
yeah, look at that body, man. He's an amazing yeah. body, man. The body of Lashley and the skull of a cruiserweight.
I still don't think he's connected with the fans at the level that I would hope he would have.
Yeah, he's still yet to make that. All he's done is have squash matches. They need to have him come out and show some character on the next Raw. He needs to get into a feud, and his character needs to go in any direction. He has no character right now.
Yeah, exactly. He's just going out there and doing
and wrestling.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't given anything for us to connect yet. And he hasn't done anything that great in the ring yet. You know, we haven't seen a great, even NXT, he had a good title match with Balor on TV tapings. But besides that, we've yet to see. I've been very disappointed in Apollo. He's been here since August. It's been almost a year. He hasn't had like a great match yet. And if you saw him as Uha Nation in the Indies, as I did...
Oh, he's been here that long already?
Yeah, it's already been that long, right? It's crazy. Yeah. It's been almost a year already since he's debuted. And it took him a long time when we were waiting for like 3 months for Apollo to debut.
I remember that.
And we were so excited.
I think the one thing could have developed his personality in the WWE was making him the NXT champion.
Yeah, they could have gave him the title, and then he could have showed some character through that. Throughout his whole NXT thing, though, no character, man. He just went out and just had a few matches. He barely had any feuds, really, or anything. Nothing that great out of him. What do you think is the future of Apollo on the main roster, Georgie?
I hate to say it, but as of right now, I just see him eventually becoming a jobber or something.
You think he's just going to, he's a rising star that's going to burn out?
Yeah, I feel like he's like maybe another Bobby Lashley or something.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if they
because Bobby Lashley really didn't have a character, right?
Nope.
He didn't, right? He just went out. He was just a force to be reckoned with.
But this guy is much better. He could do so much more. They gotta show that. They gotta let him showcase it much.
If they
more.
Develop a character for him, this guy can be great in WWE.
Do you have him winning any titles down the road? If things get better, do you have him?
I would put the US title on
US title, right?
Like I said before, I think I mentioned in a previous episode, but I would put the US title on him. Because it's going to waste right now. Come on.
Yep.
Kalisto, come on. You know what I could see in the future? Like, let's say John Cena regains the title and he continues his U.S. Open challenges, and then
we could have an Apollo and Cena Open title.
How great would that be, having the Open title again? Open challenge on Raw every week.
And then, I'd love for though that especially with all the talent. Was the best part of the TV in 2015.
But except this time, we have so much more talent.
If anyone brings back Open Challenge, I'll be happy. But let's hope Cena brings it back and all these new guys get like
exactly.
They come
imagine the matches you'll see on Raw.
Apollo versus Cena, U.S. Open title match, man. That'd be freaking. That'd be amazing.
Maybe potentially. Well, I wouldn't say Zayn versus Cena, but
it could eclipse that if it's really good. Yeah, if it is.
Even Cesaro Cena's it could eclipse.
Cesaro. Let's see. Oh boy.
That'd be really good. Who else could you see that doing going against him?
In a U.S. Open challenge, let's see.
Maybe Corbin.
Maybe returning Neville. If and then they have him win. Unless they're gonna put him on the world title, but I don't know. But
yeah, I don't think that's happening.
We discussed Neville as being a possible Money in the Bank returning candidate to come back and have a shot running the bank win. Possible.
That injury was maybe a blessing in disguise for him.
Yeah, he can have a huge return. Let's hope Neville has a huge return.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing anything.
He's freaking amazing, man.
Yeah, he is.
It's been the way they've been booking Neville is pretty disappointing, man. He should have had the US or IC title by now.
Yeah, definitely, man. I totally agree. It's disappointing, but hopefully when he returns, you said they give him a big push.
Yeah, if he wins, I'd love for him to win Money in the Bank. I'd like for him to. You remember NXT when he was the champion and he was like a heel and he felt so much more important, so much better. I liked how he had that he was still kind of a face, but towards the end of his reign he kind of became a heel because he started to cheat because he'd do anything to win. He was like a cool like cocky champ and stuff like that, you know. Because Neville, his character, he's the kind of guy that he can pull up cocky because you know how he likes like he does all that shit.
Yeah.
It could be he's like showing off his talent and shit, so he's cocky. Let's see. Let's hope that Neville gets that long way of push.
Like Ziggler, like sort of.
Yeah, exactly. Ziggler too. Yep. They have a great talent. They do a lot of things in the ring, and then they like to show it off. They know that they're good. You know, especially Neville. Neville was like, I've never seen anyone do the kind of crap that Neville could do, man. Neville was like a once in a generation superstar.
He's Jeff Hardy times 100.
I know. Way more aerodynamic, man. The Red Arrow. Who else can do it? Only a few people can do the Red Arrow, man.
Yeah, and that was insane.
That is one of the best ever finishers, man. Red Arrow was so good. No, no one's kicked out of it yet, too, so it's still pretty powerful.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah, no one's kicked out of the Red Arrow.
The Red Arrow, not
in NXT or main roster television.
The Red Arrow is so impressive that it makes a shooting star look boring.
I know, it's a shooting star press with a corkscrew mix. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It makes it look so easy, too.
I know, Neville makes everything look easy, man. That's the man that gravity forgot.
That's right.
Makes everything look freaking easy. It's nothing. All right. Oh, another thing to talk about. We got Kane's birthday this past week.
Oh, really?
The big red machine. What is it? 48, 49.
Holy hell.
Wow, he's getting up there.
Yep. Kane, one of the greatest, one of the most popular ever superstars in WWE. One of the greatest ever, like, giants. Like, if you talk about top three, top five giants, Kane has to be in there. Because he's one of the most athletic and one of the most athletic and likable big guys ever. What do you have to say about Kane, Georgie?
Wow, Kane. I mean, this guy pretty much did it all. He has so many great moments.
49. He turned 49 okay. April 26th.
He's honestly, he has nothing left from WWE. I don't think he has anything left to give for the WWE. He's done everything he needed to do, in my opinion. Starting with Kane and Undertaker. Remember that when he first debuted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kane's debut. One of the greatest ever debuts. He debuted in the Hell in a Cell
match. Such a great storyline, too.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the most it came out of nowhere, and then you had McMahon going crazy about it. Remember that? That's got to be Kane.
And then the fact
Kane's debut is one of the greatest ever debuts.
What definitely. Made it so crazy, too, is the fact that Undertaker was scared when Kane came out.
Yeah, Undertaker was such a big, freaking scary. He's never been scared of anyone. And to see him react like that to Kane, that made Kane feel like a big deal already. And he was taller than Taker too. And he had that cool red and black. He just looked like so cool and demonic and stuff, you know. What do you have to say about Kane, Goliath?
I mean, you guys pretty much said it all. Like, Kane's just one of those
once in a lifetime performer.
Yeah, he's like, when you think WWE and you think you're top 30. Man, even less than 30, if you top 20 superstars,
20, 25.
I know Kane is going to run through your mind at least a couple of times.
Yeah, so. He has to. Let's see, debuted 1997 as Kane. He was in the company, if you guys didn't know, the early 90s.
Different gimmick, yeah.
He had that gimmick where he was where he was the dentist. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, it was really foolish.
Isaac Yamkin DDS, something like that, in the early 90s. And then when Diesel and Razor Ramon left to WCW, he played fake Diesel. He played.
Oh really?
Yeah. Before he was involved in Kane's one of those guys that he was involved in a lot of like dumb angles and characters at first, and so he found Kane, and then he hit his stride with the Kane character, man.
Well, give me this. What are your top five storylines involving Kane or feuds involving Kane?
Okay, top five right off the bat.
You just have to go with Kane and Taker, right?
I'm going to go with that first Kane and Taker as probably number one for Kane. And then what else is there for Kane?
I mean, if you can, just maybe top three.
All right. I liked when Undertaker came back in 2004 when he brought back the Dead Man gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came back and he beat Kane in WrestleMania. I liked that.
Oh, that was really good.
And then... this one was like the creepier one, but you had the crap. Remember when Kane was with Lita?
Oh yeah.
Remember that in like 2005.
Yeah. Oh, that's when I actually started getting into wrestling.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that.
You remember that angle, right?
Yeah, I remember that angle. I remember he was in a movie. I
forgot what the movie. Oh yeah, See No Evil.
Yeah, I remember as a kid I was so scared that movie. Like, and I wanted to actually go see it. It was the scariest thing ever.
Yeah. So all right. So we're talking about Kane.
Wait, one thing about
Kane. Wait. I have something to say about Kane.
All right, go ahead.
Future Hall of Famer, yes or no?
Of course.
I got yes, George.
Of course.
Now, just joining us live, we have Robbie the High Chief Germano's in the house. Give it up for Robbie.
Robbie, welcome.
And we had Goliath sitting in for Robbie. Robbie had an important business meeting to attend. And now, the man himself is here.
You're doing business overseas, I see, right?
Oh, yeah.
One thing I gotta say, one thing about Kane, I really like the Kane versus the Imposter Kane.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool. And some people even thought that the Imposter Kane was the real Kane, but wasn't that actually a current WWE superstar? Or a former, WWE superstar?
Yeah, it was some guy that... you want to know a story about the whole fake Kane thing?
A big story involving that?
Yeah, there was a thing that apparently Kane, he might have, like, retired at that point. So that's why they had that guy, just in case they would have had to replace Glenn Jacobs, the guy who chased Kane.
Was it also, like, a conspiracy that it was Taker behind the mask?
Did you hear that? Yeah.
Did you read about that?
Yeah, one of those wacky conspiracies that everyone has.
Oh, yeah, fake Kane was Luke Gallows.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he was played by Luke Gallows.
So you would say that. So during that time with Lita, it was Edge against Edge and Kane feuding, right?
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty good feud.
Yeah, it was. So Edge wasn't the GOAT. So he's not.
Also, more recently, Kane and Daniel Bryan together.
Oh, yeah, Team Hell Team No. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I forgot about that. I'm going to put that in, like, his, like, best ever angles or whatever. Team Hell No was a great team.
That kind of brought Kane back, right? That kind of made him relevant
again. Yeah, that was the last great thing that Kane's, his greatest contribution in the last,
wasn't
like,
he also
like
tag
years.
Champs with Jericho?
Wasn't it? Was, right? Yeah.
Well, they called it like, didn't they call it like Y2K or something like that? I think.
What year was that? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. But I remember them being a tag. They were tag champs even, I think.
All right, so we got High Chief in the house.
Hello.
I want to talk Lucha Underground. We got now that we got High Chief in here, I can finally talk Lucha Underground. One of the best episodes that they've put out.
We were going to go into the Chiefs corner, but it's okay.
All right, we'll make this the inaugural Chiefs corner. We're just going to talk about Lucha.
So, Lucha Underground, the best goddamn show on TV. 2 days ago, the newest episode aired, right?
Yeah, but me and you watched it yesterday because we're bums.
Because we have nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
First, you want to talk about the whole card?
Yeah, yeah. So it was, what was it? It was just the two matches, the Cage and Mundo cage match. Which was amazing, and then we had the four match for the trios titles, which is another great match,
and great result
in that match. All right, so let's talk about Cage and Mundo. What do you have to say about that?
Cage and Mundo, they have got to be the best. That's got to be the best rivalry on TV right now. You got these two amazing superstars. Johnny Mundo, we all knew him as Johnny Nitro,
right?
Or John Morrison.
John Morrison, there we go.
He's even better as Johnny Mundo, in my opinion. As to why he doesn't have the Lucha Underground title yet,
He should have been won that title, man. I always loved how, unlike WWE, Lucha Underground has always, and they still do, they push Johnny Mundo as like one of the top faces of the company. And he's definitely a guy that could carry that banter. WWE should have did that with him. With his athleticism and the way he could work in the ring, man, he should have maybe like gotten like at least one title ring, you know. What do you think?
It's good that they keep him dancing around, you know, guys like Puma, Pentagon, who else?
Yeah, it's important to put him in the ring with the guys that he's gonna mesh like perfectly with.
With the top guys in the company, you know, it keeps him.
Oh, Mundo and Pentagon would be amazing for the title, man.
Oh, if Pentagon broke Mundo's arm, I would go.
Oh shit!
Crazy.
Yes, break that arm.
But back to Mundo and Cage. Cage in a cage match.
It's one of those things that sounds good and is good.
And it's completely insane. The things Cage can do in a cage.
Top like legitimate bad guys and legitimate like powerhouses in the world. I gotta put him in a top five, and he's getting into like Lesnar territory. He has that huge build like Ryback, but he can do so.
So many different
things. I always say Cage is like a 50 times better version of Ryback, man. If Ryback could like moonsault and actually knew a bunch of great moves and know how to work a crowd, I like Cage. Him and Elgin. Elgin's another guy that I think when I think about Cage, they're great guys that they know how to display their power and they know like the right power moves to go over with the crowd, you know.
Definitely.
And him and Mundo has been a great feud, and we had a great cage match. And then a spot that happened in that match, you know how Mundo does the Starship Pain Goliath. He did it from the top of the cage, but he like missed it.
Really?
It was nice though. And then in a cage match that he was in last season, remember him and Cuerno, High Chief?
Definitely.
He did the same thing, and that was a great spot. Mundo's amazing, man.
I was just thinking about something, how we were talking about the Red Arrow, like no one could do it. I think Mundo's probably one of the only guys that could do it.
If anyone could do it, Mundo could do it. Yeah, I got to go with you. I could see Mundo doing it, his freaking athleticism. And he has a great. I wish he could have worked on WWE better. He could have been.
I wish he'd come back to the company.
Hey, if he were to come back now, he'd probably be pushed pretty well.
Yeah,
man. Imagine Mundo in NXT.
Oh man, all the guys to go against. I like to see him at NXT. Mundo Nakamura.
Mundo
that'd be
Nakamura.
Nice. So Mundo wouldn't be a nice NXT champion. Yeah, he would be.
I'd be the GOAT champion.
I see him coming back.
You think so?
See him coming back?
Yeah, I saw an interview with him not too long ago where he was saying that he's open to it.
Oh,
is
yeah?
It certainly something that he
hopefully
sees
WWE is open to it, man.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Could you imagine if he popped up in the Cruiserweight series?
Oh,
that'd be a shock.
Him versus Ibushi.
Him and Zack Sabre Jr. That'd be crazy.
But then you would have to have him win the whole thing, right?
Would I have him winning it? I don't know. I mean, he could not sign with the company and still be. I think he's just gonna like have a few matches. And I don't think he's gonna come back yet. I think he could be participating because they have a bunch of outside guys in this tournament. So
if they don't give Mundo the Lucha Underground title by the end of season 3, then I can see him coming to WWE. Because
you said season. Wait, hold on. You said season. They go by seasons then?
Yeah. They got season 2 is going on right now, and then they're about to start filming season 3, which is gonna come out like in May next year.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because it's like an actual like show, like a TV show. It's not.
Because Lucha Underground isn't like its own promotion. It's just like a show, and they get their superstars from like AAA and like and a lot of indie guys too. They have like from PWG and shit.
Oh, so it's not a promotion.
It's not actually a promotion, just, but they have their own title. But it's just a show. Yeah.
How does that work though? So the rest of
it's like a regular TV show. What were you gonna ask?
So you know how WWE has their own wrestlers, right?
Yeah. These guys are almost all of them are mainly with the Mexican company AAA.
Okay.
And then this is the sister company to AAA.
And they're not tied down.
Yeah, it's run by Chavo Guerrero. Yeah. So.
Well, actually, they do have like Rey Mysterio's tied down to do this season and season 3.
Oh, well, that's only a few people.
Like when Del Rio was there, he was a champ at AAA, and he was in.
Well, they have a thing in their contracts where you can't appear on TV until like 6 months after like the season you were on came out on TV. It's retarded.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. That means that like if people are saying if Ricochet were to come to NXT or WWE, we might have to wait like a year to fucking see him. If he comes, man. Hopefully he'll be on the freaking Cruiserweight series, man. Oh, he's not gonna be, right?
No, he's not. He's gonna be gonna be wrecking face in the Super Juniors.
Best of the Super Juniors. Oh, yeah. Who do you think? Oh, I got Will Ospreay winning Best of the Super. Let's talk about that. Who you got winning Best of Super Juniors? I got Will Ospreay winning that.
I mean, it's really up in the air. The Super Junior tournament this year might be. I think it's gonna be way better than Wrestle Kingdom. Even in the end, the finals of that is just gonna be. I'm drawing a blank.
You're gonna tell me Jaquicious Johnson's not gonna win that?
No. Come on, hell is Jaquicious Johnson? Oh, the wall.
Yeah.
Now that we got High Chief here, we were going over payback picks, High Chief. All right, we're gonna finish off the Chiefs corner with the High Chief's picks for payback. All right, we got you.
Okay.
Get comfortable there.
Here on Chiefs corner, the High Chief is gonna give you his picks for payback this Sunday.
I'll read you the matches, buddy, just so you know. All right, so who do you got for the WWE United States Championship, Kalisto versus Ryback?
Seeing as though Ryback just pinned Kalisto, and he's getting a second run, shot at the title, I think Ryback might pull through. I don't want that to happen because Ryback is terrible, but
Whoa.
He sucks.
Goldberg.
He's Cage if he was retarded.
retarded version of Cage.
Yeah, I honestly see Ryback kind of winning. I don't want that to happen, but
I picked Ryback too earlier.
All right, so next we got the main event, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. We have Roman Reigns versus the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Woo! Praise be his name.
Roman Reigns. I could see the company wanting to go. Wanting to have him the title for a very long time, probably until next WrestleMania. I see.
For Reigns?
Yeah, Reigns. But more than anything, I want Styles with the title. You know me. I always say when he debuted at the Royal Rumble, he should have just won it.
Yeah, he should have. That would have been better than what they did.
The best debut of all time.
I know, right? Yeah.
Wait, who won the Rumble again? I forgot.
Triple H.
Fucking bum, Triple H.
That's how pathetic it was.
All right, so let's move on to the. Lackluster.
I said Styles.
Oh yeah, he didn't have a pick. I thought you were going Reigns. My mistake. All right, let's go with the match WWE Intercontinental Championship. The Lackluster Miz versus the GOAT Cesaro.
The Uber Duber GOAT Cesaro. Cesaro all the way. He deserves a world title, obviously, but. Him against The Miz, Cesaro hands down. He's got a new gimmick. He's fresh. I think he's going to win.
All right, good. So we got Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho.
Jericho won against Styles for whatever reason, which makes me think that it's plausible that he could beat Ambrose. But Ambrose, he needs a win. And if he doesn't win here, his run on the company is questionable. I gotta go with Ambrose though. He needs to win way more than Jericho.
Yeah, that's what I said. Same exact thing. All right, we got with what I think is gonna be the best match of the night: Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Oh yes, I have to agree with you, Goliath. I love Owens, but I think Zayn's gonna win it. It's it's his first singles match in a on a pay per view. So yeah, I'll give it to Zayn.
All right, so next up we got the WWE Women's Championship match, which will be Charlotte versus Natalya.
With the way that Natalya's been booked in the ring with Charlotte, I'm gonna go with Natalya.
Really? Wow. Upset here. I think she's gonna win. Dark horse.
She's bringing in Bret Hart. Hart's probably gonna do something to, you know, he's probably gonna have a little bit with Flair. With
Bret Hart, Flair. Your favorite technician turned curmudgeon.
That's a good term for it. But, yeah, she's bringing in Brett. He'll have a little squabble with Ric Flair, and that'll lead to the pin. Natalya will pin. She'll tap out Charlotte.
Madness.
Interesting. That's pretty interesting. All right, so next we got the final for the WWE Tag Team Number One Contendership. We got Enzo Amore, Colin Cassidy versus the Bond Villains. What do you got?
I got to go with Amore and Cassidy, definitely. Fuck the Vaudevillains. I'm tired of them.
What? Well, they just debuted at WWE. You're tired of them?
Yeah, well, they debuted on SmackDown, which means they're destined for poop.
Yeah, just like Tyler. They're going to get the Tyler Breeze treatment.
Yeah. I hope not.
Or, like, what's their name? What were they called? The guy with the spikes?
Oh, the Ascension.
Oh,
Uber Chase.
Ew, man. I can't believe I thought they were going to do something with the company, man.
Good thing they didn't.
Yeah. They're not good. They're poop. They're fucking poop. They only worked in NXT.
Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy, they're definitely taking away they're definitely gonna win the match. They have when they come out, the pop from the crowd is just over the top. There's no tag team in the company right now that's as popular as them. Besides maybe the New Day, but they're newer and fresher. So I think they're gonna.
So if you have them winning, do you have them beating the New Day?
I hope so. Yeah. Them against the New Day. Yeah, definitely. They need those titles, and if they get the titles, the tag team division's only gonna get better. They're the obvious better choice.
All right. So who do you have for what I think could be one of the best matches? Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin all the fucking
way. Baron.
Baron Corbin all the way. Ziggler, as we all know, is the biggest jobber on the roster.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Not
by his own fault. He's great in the ring. He's definitely skilled. But someone hates him. Baron Corbin.
He probably fucked someone's girl or something.
With Ziggler's talent, man, it makes you think. The treatment he gets, it makes you think someone up there just doesn't like him.
He made a pass at Nikki Bella, probably, and Cena buried his ass.
Yep, Cena.
Or maybe Stephanie. He probably wanted a hand job or something.
Right in front of Triple H's face.
Triple H is never going to let him
win anything.
All right, so there you have it, folks. The High Chiefs picks for the whole card at Payback.
That's it.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the discussion here on Rope Break. Final words here. Goodbye and good riddance to the League of Nations.
We all saw that coming.
On SmackDown, there's an angle happened where it looks like they've broken up.
They have. That's it.
They're done, right? Okay, thank good. God. Good riddance to the League of Nations. Happy birthday, Kane. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.